Sergeant, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, man, look, your story's not unique, but it still brings a tear to people's eyes. I mean, you were one of those kids, and you had firefighter connections back then, even as a young man, right? Tell me the story 10 years ago, 9/11. What happened to you, Sergeant?
Well, I was a senior in high school at the time. Walking into school one day early morning to take a test, and I carried a pager with me through the fire department, and I saw a page on there, you know, be safe, and I'm thinking, what's going on out here? And I walk into my classroom, and there it is right on the TV. World Trade Center had just been hit. Walked in right before the second tower got hit, and right then and there, I was just like, wow, what's happening? And I couldn't believe it. And I had already thought about, you know, joining the military and stuff, and that pretty much sealed the deal right there. I knew that, you know, our president was not going to let that fly. That was something that I knew I had to take part in and make sure that we got these guys, because I couldn't let that happen in my country.
Now, you were local. You were at Saguaro High School, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, they told me you deployed 3 times already. You're a young man. How long have you been in the service?
I actually just hit my 9th year at the end of July. This is my 4th deployment.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Sergeant, let me ask you then, because when you're a young man in high school and this stuff hits you and you get all emotional and you join the service, if I were not on the air, if I were your buddy and we were having a beer, I'd say, all right, Michael, what's the deal? Was it what you thought it was going to be, or now 9 years in, are you disillusioned, or has anything changed, or how do you feel?
Yeah, you know, it's everything that I thought it would be and more. I enjoy everything that I've, you know, experienced out of the military. I've met a lot of great people over the years. I've seen so many different countries that I never could have dreamed of seeing had I not joined the military. I can't ever forget about my time in. I've definitely enjoyed it. I mean, there's good times and bad times, and that goes with anything. But yeah, I definitely enjoy what I've experienced throughout my time in the military.
Let me ask you, Sergeant. And first, if I forget to tell you, we're all very proud of you and thank you for serving. Is there a clique, if you will? Is there a group of people in the military about your age that all signed up as a result of 9/11 that had some sort of camaraderie? Do you guys acknowledge each other? Like, oh, you felt the same thing I did in high school. Have you ever talked to people about that?
It's talked about, you know, well, why'd you join the military? You know, did you come in before 9/11, after 9/11? A lot of people that came in after, you know, they definitely came in because of it. Now, ones that have stayed in, if they've done, you know, just their 4 years and got out, or if they've stayed in an extended time, is a different story. But a lot of the people that I know in the military, in any branch, they join for, you know, the reason to serve their country, regardless of 9/11. But it definitely had a big part in, I'm sure, a lot of young people's minds who entered the military around that time.
We're talking with Sergeant Michael Foss of Tucson, Arizona, and he's in the Helmand province of Afghanistan. Sergeant, tell me what you did when you were a kid, because you were already a volunteer firefighter or whatever. You raised some money that over those few days. What happened at that time?
Well, when I was in high school, I started out with Oro Valley PD as an explorer. Shortly thereafter, I joined Rural Metro Fire Department as an explorer. Just throughout my high school time, I spent time with both, kind of juggling at the same time, if you will. Events would happen on the same day if I had to choose which one, but I've always had an interest in public safety. Law enforcement or fire, either one, didn't matter. It was public safety, and it's what I enjoyed. You know, a lot of people my age at the time, you know, during high school, they're big into sports and that type of thing, and I was interested in, you know, being an explorer. I had a lot of time, took up my entire high school career, but I don't regret any of it. I enjoyed every minute of it. I learned a lot of really good life lessons, if you will, from my time as an explorer. Just mentorship, you know, even peers. I went to, you know, different competitions and stuff with people my own age, a couple years older, and it just a lot of good experiences as an explorer. I definitely don't regret any of that.
Sergeant, whenever I'm talking to someone who's deployed overseas, I always think the same thing, that we're sort of clueless here in America, and we think we know what's going on, but we never really know what's going on. What would you say is the biggest misconception? If you were talking to your friends and family here in Tucson, and they were, what do they get wrong about what goes on in Afghanistan and in this war?
I'm sure a lot of people probably think that, you know, the military were out here just to kill everybody, or, you know, kill the insurgents and and that type of thing. And it's, you know, definitely not what we're here for. We're here to support the local government, the government of Afghanistan, help them establish, you know, their local government, and help them with the local people to build a trust in the government. The local nationals have a sense of they don't know who to trust, and it, you know, security, they trust the insurgency. But we're turning that around, and we're getting them to trust Jiroa, or the Afghanistan government, and see the ways of the government, and that Afghanistan is growing, and they can be a part of that, vice a part of, you know, the insurgency.
Whenever I see the pictures, Sergeant, I always think of adults have opinions, kids don't, and I always see little kids, whether it's Iraq or Afghanistan, hugging our soldiers and that sort of thing. What are people? What life lesson have you learned in dealing with such a strange and different culture, if you want to put it that way, from America, when you're dealing with these kids and soldiers and other folks from a country that is just so vastly different than ours?
I kind of cut out a little bit. I think what you're asking is what the culture with the kids and stuff. I heard a little bit of that. I'm sorry, say again?
Are people everywhere in the world, or are they very, very different?
It's different in a certain way. I mean, you know, the culture and everything, the way people live here, it's not like back in the States where everybody has a computer or has a phone. You know, the insurgency, they control the power. So these people don't really know a whole lot about the outside world. They're sheltered, if you will. We kind of are helping them to become unsheltered, so to speak. But it's definitely a different way of life out here. I mean, their homes are built out of mud walls and straw. You know, they raise goats, and they grow corn and other types of things that we would grow back in the States. But they don't have, you know, kids run around playing with goats or chasing chickens. They don't play with toys like kids back in America do, or, you know, in most other countries. So it's definitely a different culture out here. But at the same time, it's great to see how people can still live like this, and the fact that they are, in fact, living.
All right, last question for you. Anything you want to say? Any shout-outs in Tucson or anything to your folks who are listening?
I'm sure my mom is listening. Mom, hello. I'm sorry I haven't called. I know I just wrote you an email last night, but hello again over the air. To all my friends, if you're listening, hello. Shout-out to Oro Valley PD. Roe Metro PD, I'm sorry, Roe Metro Fire Department and Tucson PD. I have friends that work all over there. And in case my daughter's listening in San Diego via the internet, hello, Haley, I love you. Daddy, can't wait to see you.
Oh, man, Marine Sergeant, it's such a pleasure to talk with you. You get back to your day, and thank you for taking a trivial phone call from us here in Tucson, Arizona. Sergeant Foss, thanks for what you do, sir.
Thank you, it's my pleasure.
All right, nice talking to you live.